Improving our understanding of matter could lead to new technologies. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, David Weld, assistant professor of physics at the University of California, Santa Barbara, discusses how getting a solid out of equilibrium could bring us benefits in the future.
The poet William Blake urged his readers to see a world in a grain of sand. How well do we actually understand what goes on inside a grain of sand? Well, sand is a solid. A big part of physics is the study of solids. We've known for a long time that solids are made up of atoms, bound together by a sea of electrons. Using quantum mechanics, we can understand solids in equilibrium pretty well. And this understanding is useful. The radio or computer you're hearing this on is a direct technological result of the quantum theory of solids. What's not so well understood is what happens when solids are out of equilibrium. As an example of a system out of equilibrium, imagine what happens when a rock is dropped in a calm pond. The formerly still and flat surface of the water is distorted into complex and fast-changing splashes and ripples. Similar splashes can occur in the electron sea inside a solid, but at much faster timescales, measured in billionths of a second. Matter is hard to probe on these timescales and hard to understand, but improved understanding and control could lead to new technologies like ultra-fast computers. Our research team is pursuing an unusual angle on the problem of understanding non-equilibrium matter. Instead of working on ordinary solids, we're assembling a tiny chunk of synthetic matter composed of strontium atoms held together by light instead of chemical bonds. This synthetic matter exists at much lower energy scales than ordinary matter, which means that it acts like a magnifying glass, but for magnifying time instead of space. This lets us observe the dynamics of our material far away from equilibrium in ultra-slow motion. Using this approach, we hope to learn more about the behavior of non-equilibrium matter of all kinds. Blake might have called it an attempt to see the world in a grain of strontium.
That was David Weld of the University of California, Santa Barbara. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.
Finding the world in the smallest of a grain of sand and holding infinity.